Hello everyone and welcome to Zeta Radio. Today it's my great pleasure to host an exchange between Julian Enoch, solution architect at ZetaScale, and Gabriele Baldoni, which is our Zeta chief architect. We're going to talk about the role of the Zeta platform in robotics, and I'm pretty sure they will share with you many use cases and perhaps let you understand what are the key advantages and the value that Zeta as a platform has to provide into robotics. But before leaving the floor to Julian and Gabriele, I would like to make a few points. First of all, I would like everyone to realize that modern robotic platforms are nothing but cloud to microcontroller systems. In a robot, you have microcontrollers, which usually are used to control the mechanics of the robot, like the sensors or perhaps the engines, the motors, and so on and so forth. Then you have the computational platforms, some of which are actually on the robot, but some of which might be off the robot, let's say close by. And then this doesn't stop because you need to teleoperate. You need to do analytics on a certain of the robot information. And in general, you have the actual infrastructure that spans, once again, from the tiniest microcontroller sitting on your robot up to potentially a data center. And so when building this robotics application, you need to have data flowing efficiently from microcontroller up to data center. You need to deal with computation that are distributed in this continuum. And ideally, you also want to make sure that the data is stored at the right place and accessible from anywhere. And you need to do all of this while making sure that you don't get crazy integrating I don't know how many technology to cover all these use cases. And without drawing completely your battery or your wallet. What do I mean with that? It's a consequence of physics, the fact that communication consumes the most energy. And so that has an impact on battery power device because between compute and communicate, what takes the lion's share of energy consumption is communication. But at the same time, if you think about a situation in which you have multiple robots having to communicate with each other, like in a warehouse, then many of today's technology force this robot to communicate through a mediation point, a broker. So if we make a concrete example, if you are using, for instance, MQTT for robot-to-robot communication, then often the MQTT broker will be deployed on the cloud. And the consequence of this is that robot-to-robot communication not only has to pay the latency for the information to go to the cloud and back in order to for your robot to coordinate, but also in terms of energetic envelope, right, you're going to burn lots of energy. For no good reason, because the robot could potentially communicate directly. And this is one of the aspects where Zeno helps you, really ensuring that you can retain local communication when possible based on the network technology, and otherwise, ride your way through. Okay, so I think I've shared enough motivation why this podcast is going to be extremely entertaining. So let me leave the floor to Julian and Gabriele, and let's hear what they have to say.
Hi, Gabriele.
Hi, Julian.
It's nice to talk with you today about robotics, their pain point, and how Zeno and the Zeta platform can solve those pain points as of today. The very first pain points we have been reported by ROS2 users for robotics is related to DDS and the discovery protocol of DDS, which is quite intensive in usage of bandwidth because all of the DDS participants needs to discover each other and to exchange with each other all the discovery information with regard to readers, writers, and topics. And the way we solve this is with the help of a DDS bridge that can be deployed by the platform and that can already help the discovery of all the nodes and help the discovery across the bridges and across robots. Right, Gabriele?
Yeah, that's true. So as of today, with the bridge, we can create namespaces so that the DDS communication, so the DDS discovery, remains local to, let's say, either the robot or either a set of robots that are maybe well interconnected via Ethernet cables, for instance, from which we have no real problems on multicast storm. But most important, that we need to write that configuration. So instead of writing it by hands, what we could do, we could use the Zeta platform to automatically generate it with a few clicks and just a few inputs from the user, download this configuration and run it on one or multiple robots, which is very handy because we can imagine as a user, I start developing my robotic system in a lab. So maybe I want to scope the communication a different way. And then when it's time to go on production, I will generate a new configuration that I will deploy directly to the production robots without needing to change the code.
That's correct. And that's already a great improvement for robotics users. Another issue that have been reported by a lot of ROS2 users is the communication, the RPC communication for ROS2. So ROS2 for services uses a request reply pattern, which is implemented over DDS using two topics, one for the request, one for the reply. And that's already double the number of entities and topics used for a single service. You need to have one reader and one writer on client side and one reader and one writer on server side. That augments the need of discovery protocol. But moreover, what it means also is that if you have several clients for a server, the reply will go to all the clients because all the replies are going to the same topics. And that means that all the clients need to deserialize the reply and filter out the replies that is not for them. And that's already over-consuming. And for this, Zeno helps removing the need of two topics with publication and subscription for the request and the reply, but with the built-in feature of Zeno allowing query and replies within the protocol. And that's already a huge improvement bring to Zeno. Another pain point reported by a robotics user is the sending of large messages. And for this, Zeno has some possible optimization. Gabriele, can you give some word on this?
Yeah, so at the end, so in Zeno, we can configure, let's say, a big message we could send on our network. And this means that as Zeno by default, it comes with fragmentation, means that the data is chunked in small pieces and that then is sent over the network. This allows to send like big chunk of data, like images, raw images in the case of ROS or LiDARs, across the infrastructure without needing to actually be sure that that kind of data can go everywhere. Because in the case of DDS, this data is going through UDP multicast, which in the case of, for instance, if jumbo frames or other network configuration is not enabled, can happen that you don't see the data going through. You see the discovery from the topics, but then you don't see any data. Or sending this data could have a huge impact on the performances. While with Zeno, thanks to the fragmentation, what we do, Zeno takes this data, chunks it on small pieces, and send it across the network. And then this data is reconstructed hop by hop till it ends up to the receiver, so the subscriber, that then will be able to reconstruct the data. And this already will solve a lot of issues with large messages, because as we can imagine, if we send smaller messages on the network, means that the network get less congested. And of course, especially when going, let's say, across the cloud to the edge to the robot, this means that we can leverage better network utilization and generate achieve lower latency.
And this leads us also to another issue, which is actually networking across various subnets, and especially over the internet. And here also, Zeno can help, right, with the help of different routing points with the Zeno router that can route the data across various subnets.
Yeah, that's exactly true. And I will say that we are kind of expert in routing DDS messages because we work in the past with some products in order to bridge DDS communication across the internet. And now Zeno is able also to do that by design, because I mean, Zeno is designed in a way that can either work in peer-to-peer mode, so everyone discovers everyone, or in a brokered mode, in which you have clients talking with the router, or in a routed mode, which means you can have a mix of everything. In this case, what we can imagine that you can have Zeno routers locally, let's say in your factory or directly inside your robot, depends how much fine grade you want the control, and they can span across different networks. And across different networks means also across the cloud. But as you can imagine, okay, we are spanning across the internet, but that comes with some security cost. So I think next pain point we should talk about, it's about security.
Absolutely, yes. Security is also a big concern, of course, for robotics, because in the past, robotics tend to be isolated and self-moving by themselves, not really connected to the outside, except for a local tele operator, for instance. But more and more, robots are connected to the cloud. And over the internet, the communication need to be secured. So what is Zeno offering and what is the Zeta platform offering for security?
In Zeno, we support different levels of security. So starting from the basic ones that are at the, let's say, lower level, so the transport level, which means your data is encrypted. Also have authentication and access control for the topics, which means that only certain publisher or subscriber can get or send data on certain topic names, because we can imagine if our Roomba is connected to the internet, we would like that just us, we can start it. We would avoid that everyone can just type a random topic name and be able to start our Roomba.
Indeed.
And so what we do with Zeno? With Zeno, we are capable of securing the data, so link by link, which means if my robot is connected to, for instance, a router on the edge, maybe in that portion, they can just use TCP without needing to security, because it's maybe inside the network or inside the wireless network of a factory for which we have boundary security. But then when we are going to do, let's say, edge, either telco edge or going to the cloud, we need those data to be secured. And what Zeno does in that case, it can leverage on TLS to achieve either server-side authentication, but also mutual authentication. But we know that generating certificates can be also a pain point, because, okay, I need to generate certificates for all my routers, for all my robots, for all, everything on the cloud. So what we do with the Zeta platform, we provide built-in certificate generation for the users. We understand, of course, that there are bigger users, let's say bigger companies, that they come with their own public key infrastructure, so they will be able to provide their own certificates. But we also understand that, especially for smaller company or during the development, it's a pain to generate certificates. So we provide a way to generate certificates for both TLS and mutual TLS authentication.
But also for other transport, right? We also support various transports that can be used for cloud robotics or edge robotics.
Exactly. That depends a lot on the actually on the use case, because we have seen that, for instance, if all my robots are inside my local area network or inside a network and I don't have any stringent requirement or latency, TLS with TCP will be used without any issue. Because, okay, you pay the cost of the encryption, but it doesn't add that much latency on it. The problem is when your robots are mobile, or maybe they move in a field. So let's imagine crop farming robots, like big tractors that at the end are big robots, and those will be not be connected by a normal network. So they will not be connected via your home Wi-Fi or via your industrial 5G. They must probably be connected via a public network. In that case, we may need to support other protocols. So for instance, Zeno supports QuIC. QuIC is a protocol that has now is few years old and actually is based on UDP and support by default TLS and MTLS. So it's something that is it has less requirements on the network, so allows in general, everything that connects through public network, especially public mobile network, to achieve a lower latency and still be able to send the messages, and because it comes also with the reliability. But those are just two of them. We in Zeno, we support, I would say, a quite big chunk of protocols. So say the basic one has are TCP and UDP, which works everywhere, let's say, especially if you don't need security. Then we have TLS and QuIC that provide security by default. And then we have also something like a bit more exoteric. So we support serial communication. So you can imagine you can have maybe you have your robot, maybe it's a kind of old robot that doesn't have the capability to install the full-fledged Zeno. So maybe you install Zeno Pico there and you make it communicate via router via serial, which is quite nice. And then we also support WebSocket, which is very important for your, let's say, for your robotic management platform. Because most of the time, a robotic management platform is something that runs on the cloud that needs to extract data from the robots. So the robots are sending data through Zeno. We don't need, the platform doesn't need to know where exactly the robot is, just need to know the name of the topic is publishing. And thanks to the WebSocket transport and our JavaScript API, you don't need to write your own bridges to bridge between the data from the robot and the data that you have on the web or on the cloud. In that case, you can just have your general JavaScript and subscribe via web, connect via WebSocket, subscribe to your data and get all your data from your robots or only the data that you're interested to.
Right. So this leads us to the last point, which is really that the trend of robotics right now is really to have lot of different interconnections between robots and between control and so on. And the algorithm to manage a fleet of robots or to manage navigation of robots don't have necessarily the same requirement. Some might need cope with bigger latencies that we have in crowd robotics, but some might need to be deployed very close to the robots, necessarily inside the robot, because some robot don't have the enough resources to deal with such complex algorithm, for instance. But still, they need to have those complex algorithms deployed close to them in order to have better latency. So we can see that really robotics will need a mix between cloud robotic and edge robotic. And that's where precisely Zeno and the Zeta platform can help.
Yeah, exactly. As we know, Zeno is location transparent, which means I can run my application almost everywhere across the cloud-to-thing continuum and having them communicate without needing to know where exactly my application is. This already solves a big chunk of the cloud and edge robotics or the integration between them, because as we can imagine, I could deploy some of those algorithms, let's say some SLAM or some collaborative SLAM closer to the robots, let's say inside my factory floor, and then having some more high-level robot platform management that runs on the cloud. Because those are two different kinds of algorithms. Most of them, they have two different kinds of algorithms that, as you said, they have different requirements on latency or bandwidth and so on and so on. So with Zeno, already we can really achieve this cloud-to-thing continuum, because once they are deployed, we don't need to know where they are exactly deployed. Just a matter of convenience that they are at the edge or they are on the cloud is to match the requirements. And with the platform, we can further simplify that, because we can imagine inside my factory floor, I have my Kubernetes cluster and I want to start a Zeno router there. That's very easy. From the platform, few clicks, you select where you want to deploy your Zeno router and your Zeno router will appear inside your premises. Then, of course, you will connect it to the cloud or maybe to other premises. So you can imagine a way that all of this, of course, with security, because I would say by default, everything that goes in and out from the cloud is secured by MTLS, either quick or normal TLS, depends on the use case. And then means that your application, as I said, can run everywhere and they don't need to know where the other applications are. And your cloud can fetch only the data that is needed. So for instance, I would say it's nice to introduce the concept of Zeno Web Storages. Maybe we would like to store some commands that are being sent to the robot, but we don't want them to go outside of our factory for security reasons. In that case, we can just have them stored locally and maybe see them if we need them through the cloud.
Very good point, yeah. Thank you, Gabriele. It was really nice to talk with you today. And I guess we'll have a further discussion very soon. See you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Julien. Thank you, Gabriele. That has been an entertaining and insightful exchange. And I think it made it very clear for everyone who has been listening how the Zeta platform can help actually completely changing the way in which people are building robotic infrastructures and robotic system, and how it can bring not only efficiency in terms of communication, but flexibility in terms of topology, and can help reducing both the energy envelope as well as the bill that you might have to pay to a cloud provider. So thank you very much, and looking forward to host you sometime soon to learn about perhaps interesting updates on our Zeta platform. And thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. See you soon.